Alexei, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning.
Pleasure.
The US legislation has required Russia open up its scientific and security facilities to international inspections to assess if Moscow is producing chemical and biological weapons in violation of international law. Moscow's not expected to agree with this response. Why is that the case?
Well, I mean, I think it's a long-standing argument that actually has nothing to do with the so-called Skripal case, because during the Cold War, the United States and the Soviet Union, and obviously Russia treats itself as a legal successor of the Soviet Union, developed the world's largest stockpiles of chemical warfare munitions and associated capabilities. Both countries pledged to destroy these munitions after the end of the Cold War confrontation. Ironically, it is Russia who actually finished liquidating its chemical weapons arsenal first. The United States is still in the process of doing this and doesn't seem to hurry about it. And the Russians claim to have destroyed the last chemical warfare munition in September last year. So, and the Russians actually accused the United States of effectively compromising the bilateral agreement that should contribute to the international strategic stability. So the Russians obviously are likely to make a counter-argument, simply saying that we met our international obligation, we destroyed our chemical warfare munitions, we presented all the evidence to the relevant international bodies, and for the United States to claim that we're still doing it is pure nonsense, because it's a way to divert the world's attention from their own failure or ill capacity or unwillingness to get rid of chemical weapons. So I think the Russians would try to shift away from the Skripal case, and obviously if they will accept it, then the inspections on their territory, that means that de facto that they would accept British accusations that it is Moscow who is behind the poisoning of Skripals and incidental poisoning of two British nationals, which also led to a fatality later on. So I think it's I mean, first of all, the issue is a bit more complex than just about Skripals. Secondly, the Russians obviously will in no capacity have the appetite to allow the UN, in this sense, the US inspectors, to have access to their sensitive facilities, given the whole overall mistrust and hostility in the relations. And thirdly, as I said, they are likely to mount a counter-narrative accusing the United States of actually violating international agreements and not following them through.
The U.S. administration, this administration, has been fairly free with sanctions and tariffs and the like, throwing these kinds of things around as a way of exerting its will. What do these current sanctions against Russia actually involve?
Well, apparently they're supposed to be rolled out in two stages. One is the prohibition of the transfer of any dual use or sensitive technologies, predominantly chips, electronic chips and microchips to Russia, which would have almost zero effect, because the United States has not really been transferring such technology for a long time, and the Russians managed to develop their own indigenous capability as part of asserting their technological independence. So this line of sanctions that should come into effect immediately would be more of declaratory nature rather than aim to hurt Russia and through that attempt to change Russia's behavior. The next line of sanctions may seem, on the other hand, to be a bit more serious. They would include possibly revoking the right of Russia's largest national airliner, the Aeroflot, the rights to carry out flights to the United States. But once again, it would only, the impact of this operation would obviously have some degree of negativity on the airline company's budget, but would affect predominantly Russians who may be traveling to the United States as visitors or on business. though the business now it's very limited, or to meet to see their relatives. It may have a degree on the impact of U.S. tourists visiting Russia, but again, the level of tourism from the U.S. to Russia is also quite limited. Then there is a discussion about reducing bilateral trade almost to zero, and again, this is something that may have some impact on Russia, but I don't think it would be catastrophic or even significant. Prior to the imposition of the first line of sanctions, which was back in 2012, the level of bilateral trade between the two states was around $27 billion a year. This year, it reduced itself down to about just under $100 million a year. So for Russia, suspending trade with the United States may not have any significant or even marginal effect, because Russian economy is not dependent or it doesn't have serious stakes in the United States. It may actually present some side effects, particularly with respect to space cooperation. The United States and the U.S. Defense Department, the Pentagon, continue to acquire Russian space engines, which they use to mount on their rockets to launch satellites into space. And if Russia would want to get really grumpy with the United States, they may suspend the export of this technology into the United States, which may then effectively ground the United States space program, or effectively have very significant impact on U.S. ability to launch significant payloads into space. So it's yet to be determined, A, what the sanctions would actually cause, and B, what sort of countermeasures the Russians would actually impose on the United States, because we have to remember that the sanctions war doesn't go one way. The Russians also engaged in trade war with the United States when they increased tariffs for a number of imports that are coming to Russia from the United States. So the Russians are likely to tighten those countermeasures, which may then start hurting, obviously not to significant degree, but to some degree, U.S. manufacturers. But certainly it would further complicate any future attempts, certainly of the Trump administration, to restore some sort of regularize the dialogue with the Kremlin.
I think it gives us a fairly thorough picture of what's happening and what might happen next. Alexei, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time.
Thanks very much for having me.